For the second time in a matter of weeks, officials with the Ark Encounter in Grant County have transferred ownership of the property on which it stands. This transfer is expected to restore the Bible-based attraction to its previous for-profit status. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. Last week, attorneys for the facility featuring a gigantic Noah's Ark were negotiating with the city of Williamstown over a 50-cent per ticket fee to help pay for additional police and fire services. In the midst of the already unsettling discussions, Mayor Rick Skinner learned the for-profit Ark Encounter had transferred the property to a nonprofit affiliate.
Basically, it was a quick claim deed transferring it to Crosswater Canyons, which says they are for a nonprofit. Not sure of the reason behind it.
At the time, the mayor expressed a concern that the operators of the Ark were making the move to get out of the 50-cent fee and possibly avoid paying taxes altogether. Days after discovering the transfer to the nonprofit Crosswater Canyon, the state's agency that regulates tourism issued a statement canceling a promised tax rebate worth up to $18 million.
It came to our attention that they had done this quitclaim deed, transferring from a for-profit to a nonprofit. And in doing so, the company became in violation of that agreement.
Laura Brooks, communications director for the Kentucky Cabinet of Tourism, Arts, and Heritage, says the Ark Encounter was notified it was in violation of the agreement that established a tax incentive worth up to $18 million. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, Ark Encounter officials have made another transfer of the property, restoring the facility to its original for-profit status. Officials with Ark Encounter say they'll make a statement sometime Tuesday. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.